Hi, you're listening to Conversations with Musicians with Leah Roseman. In this short bonus episode, Carissa Klopuchak speaks about her strong roots in a family steeped in music and Ukrainian culture. The full episode is available in both video and podcast format, Episode 2, Season 1. Many of the episodes of this podcast feature music, and listeners who know Carissa as a member of the National Arts Center Orchestra and a member of the Ironwood Quartet may be surprised to hear her perform traditional Ukrainian folk music, both voice and violin.
It's something that we do together, and so it was just ever present, I think. And that having that be sort of not something that you do, but something that you are, makes it easier to just do it all the time and in different ways. It's an extension, I think. That's how I see it. And when Ukrainians gather for any event, it's one of the richest heritages of folk songs. Ukrainians sing more than they play. And so there's just this wealth. So if there are ritual songs for weddings, funerals, everything. And so I just grew up immersed in that and always singing. And my dad is a fantastic singer. There are great singers in my family. So I'm lucky to have been born with, you know, a body that works for that kind of thing. So this is, it's a song, it's about Black Sea Sailor. And I'll just give you a verse or two. Чорноморець, матінко, Чорноморець, вивів мене босою на морозець, вивів мене босою на морозець, вивів мене босою, та й питає. Чи є мороз, дівчино, чи немає? Чи є мороз, дівчино, чи немає? And then the saga continues.
But... Oh, I could listen to that all day. So beautiful.
Thank you.
So what were the lyrics telling us?
It's about a girl meets a boy, a Black Sea Sailor, and he's encouraging her to... they're trying to meet up and there's frost on the ground. And so she's walking barefoot on the frost and they're trying to get together. But,
wow.
And I have to remember the rest of the saga before I can sing it for you.
She's also artistic director of Chamberfest, one of the largest chamber music festivals in the world. When the pandemic hit, they quickly adapted to live streams and different formats.
What is the point of putting on a chamber music concert? You know, what am I trying to achieve? Not just, the goal is not to present chamber music. That's not enough. That's not a goal. That's a fact. So, you know, what am I trying to do? We're trying to build community. We're trying to give a safe outing at a COVID time. We're trying to introduce people to new artists. We're trying to, you know, like there are many goals that are, we're trying to, you know, create community, really. So that's, I think this summer in particular, we're really forced into that. And I think that those lessons in flexibility and being nimble should stay.
Carissa closes out this mini episode with a performance of the folk dance Arkan from the Hutsul region of Ukraine.
I love playing with people. And so I'm often hard pressed to think of things that I can play alone because I'd rather play with people, but this could be with other people, but it could be solo. And this piece is called Arkan, and it's actually a piece. It's a melody, but it's a dance, really. Arkan, it's a fire dance. It looks a lot like the hora, actually, for anyone who's familiar. It has the cross, but then a sort of a back kick. It's a men's dance from the Carpathian region, the Hutsul region of Ukraine, and it's danced around a fire.
Thank you.
Season 1 of this podcast had 20 episodes, and Season 2 continues with a really interesting mix of musicians talking about their lives and careers with perspectives on overcoming challenges, finding inspiration and connection through a life so enriched with music. Please follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts to be informed about each new episode.